I'm Kurt Hübner from the Institute of European Studies at the University of British Columbia in the Project Thematic Research Group dealing with economic affairs in the broader sense. We are in a very lucky situation, this particular thematic research group, that when the whole project started at the same time, there was the launch of EU-Canada negotiations, pre-negotiations about a possible EU economic partnership. And so from the very beginning, we focused in our work in accompanying those kind of pre-negotiations. I personally was part of a advisory group on the side of DFAT, accompanying and advising the Canadian side about potential and potentialities of a future economic partnership, the economic partnership project. This will be a kind of landslide, pretty comparable to what we see with NAFTA inside Canada, the agreement between the US, Mexico, and Canada. So with the opening of this whole different chapters, the relation between Canada and the European Union, not only in terms of the economy per se, but labor mobility, environment, cooperation in science. There are a lot of new fields that are just opening up, and I think this is a very timely situation. We started the project, and we will be able to inform the Canadian public at large, but also the different kind of communities about the potential, about the opportunities, but also about the challenges that are coming along with this EU situation. On the one side, I really hope and I think that we are in a good start, and we have to and will over time develop the network inside Canada of all those scholars, but also different communities bringing together and really focusing and getting educated about European affairs. That's the Canadian side. And the other element is, and there we are currently a bit weak, but again, this will improve over time, to get partners, to find collaborators in Europe where we really can learn, and this will be an opportunity for us as researchers to get better information, to get those networks together that will build a kind of base for everything, even beyond the 7 years, we will have to develop. We were so lucky that our first day we were hosted by the Canadian Embassy. This opened up huge opportunities that kind of people we usually don't reach. They're around, that they see researchers or universities dealing with European topics, something a lot of Europeans, and particularly Germans, are not really aware. So increasing the awareness of the fact that there are Canadian scholars, universities looking very carefully what's going on in Europe, that is very, very important. And I think so this event we had here in Berlin, the 2 days, was very helpful in this respect.